Then what happens? I come around the corner of my house one day, 6 or 7 years later, and see you standing in my fucking driveway, big as Billy be damned, as my mother used to say. And all I can say now is that thinking you're a hallucination brought on by overwork is the most optimistic conclusion I can draw. And I don't believe it. How can I? King's voice was rising, becoming reedy. Eddie didn't mistake it for fear. This was outrage. How can I believe it when I see the shadows you cast, the blood on your leg, he pointed to Eddie, and the dust on your face, this time to Roland. You've taken away my goddamn options, and I can feel my mind, I don't know, tipping? Is that the word? I think it is, tipping. You didn't just stop, Roland said, ignoring this last completely for the self-indulgent nonsense it probably was. No? I think telling stories is like pushing something. Pushing against uncreation itself, maybe. And one day while you were doing that, you felt something pushing back. King considered this for what seemed to Eddie like a very long time. Then he nodded. You could be right. It was more than the usual going dry feeling, for sure. I'm used to that. Although it doesn't happen as often as it used to. It's, I don't know, one day you just start having less fun while you're sitting there tapping the keys, seeing less clearly, getting less of a buzz from telling yourself the story. And then to make things worse, you get a new idea, one that's all bright and shiny, fresh off the showroom floor, not a scratch on her, completely unfucked up by you, at least as of yet, and, well, and you felt something pushing back. Roland spoke in the same utterly flat tone. Yeah. King's voice had dropped so low Eddie could barely hear him. No trespassing. Do not enter. High voltage. He paused. Maybe even danger of death. You wouldn't like that faint shadow I see swirling around you, Eddie thought. That black nimbus. No, Si, I don't think you'd like that at all. And what am I seeing? The cigarettes? The beer? Something else addictive you maybe have a taste for? A car accident one drunk night? And how far ahead? How many years? He looked at the clock over the king's kitchen table and was dismayed to see that it was 3:45 in the afternoon. Roland is getting late. This man's got to get his kid. And we've got to find my wife before Mia has the baby they seem to be sharing and the Crimson King has no more use for the Susanna part of her. Roland said, just a little more, and lowered his head without saying anything. Thinking. Trying to decide which questions were the right questions. Maybe just one right question. And it was important. Eddie knew it was, because they'd never be able to return to the 9th day of July in the year 1977. They might be able to revisit that day in some other world, but not in this one. And would Stephen King exist in any of those other worlds? Eddie thought maybe not. Probably not. While Roland considered, Eddie asked King if the name Blaine meant anything special to him. No, not particularly. What about Ludd? As in Luddites? They were some sort of machine-hating religious sect, weren't they? 19th century, I think. Or they might have started even earlier. If I've got it right, the ones in the 19th century would break into factories and bash the machinery to pieces. He grinned, displaying those crooked teeth. I guess they were the Greenpeace of their day. Beryl Evans? That name ring a bell? No. Henchick? Henchick of the Mani? No. What are the Mani? Too complicated to go into. What about Claudia E. Ines Bachmann? That won't mean anything. King burst out laughing. Startling, Eddie. Startling King himself, judging from the look on his face. Dickie's wife, he exclaimed. How in the hell do you know about that? I don't. Who's Dickie? Richard Bachmann. I've started publishing some of my earliest novels as paperback originals under a pseudonym. Bachmann is it. One night when I was pretty drunk, I made up a whole author bio for him, right down to how he beat adult-onset leukemia. Hooray, Dickie. Anyway, Claudia's his wife, Claudia Ines Bachmann. The E part, though. That I don't know about.